Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? I'm shouting for joy not because my emotion is high, but I'm exercising my faith to enjoy the truth. For instance, Abba became my dear Abba. I can address God as Abba. This is the truth that I can enjoy today. I have to shout for joy. I don't have to feel good or I'm in a good situation, for I have gained the truth. The Lord is my true beloved. He is loving me and thinking of me. I can trust in Him at any time. I can lean at His bosom at any time. My heart can rejoice by Him. No matter I'm in any situation, even I meet trials of various kinds, I still overcome it by faith. I can see the smiling face of the Lord. I can see His heart. Yet there are dark clouds or the attack of the enemies. I can still embrace the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we can shout for joy. I can shout for joy not because I'm feeling good, but I trust that the Lord has accomplished the glorious salvation. He has risen and He has overcome the devil, and the Lord has dwelt in our hearts. We can experience Him deeply at any time, anywhere. We live by exercising our faith day to day, to rejoice by the Lord this way. Brothers and sisters, I hope we can rejoice and be glad daily. Though our lives are tedious, but every part in our life can be abundance. Let us sing a hymn in God's family hymnal, the 7th, Psalm 41. Live by faith, rejoice by faith. For there is no English version, so we read the translation.
Living in faith. Truly unrivaled. Shouting by faith. March on by faith. I can be boastful, singing and praising. Live by faith. Me and the Lord are content. Living in faith. Truly unrivaled. Count it all joy in various trials. I see the Lord's smile under dark clouds. Embrace with the Lord in any circumstances.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verse 19 to 29. On the evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When He had said this, He showed them His hands and His side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of many, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in His hands the marks of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into His side, I will never believe." 8 days later, His disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then He said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered Him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. As we have read, chapter 18 and 19 mention the Lord Jesus who suffered and died on the cross for us. It was desperate, painful, and sorrowful. Yet today we're going to read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, which speaks of the resurrection of the Lord from the dead. It's so precious. Truly, the Lord is risen. And no one could prove this historical fact is wrong. Definitely, it is true. Moreover, every Christian experiences the risen Lord day by day. Since the Lord is risen, we have the assurance of salvation and eternal hope as well. The verses we're reading are from verse 19 to verse 29. It especially mentioned the appearance of the Lord Jesus to his disciples. On the day of his resurrection, not only the Lord Jesus appeared to Mary, but also to the disciples of Emmaus and to Peter. Lord Jesus visited the disciples especially at night and appeared to them. But Thomas was not present at that time, and the Lord appeared again 8 days later. Thomas was there this time, and he believed that the Lord Jesus was risen from the dead. Although Thomas was the last disciple to believe in the resurrection of Jesus, the Lord still loved him and used him greatly. He was probably the one among the 12 disciples who spread the gospel as far as India. And according to the historical records, Thomas died in India and was martyred in India as well. I was deeply impressed by this passage while reading. Hence, I'd like to share it with you. Not only had I been to India, but I have been to the place where it said Thomas was martyred. I went to Chennai in southern India some time ago. It is said that Thomas was martyred there. Thus, I especially went to the places whereas it was the remembrance of Thomas. For instance, I went to the Catholic Cathedral of St. Thomas, a church built specifically in memory of Thomas. In addition, I also went to a place which later became known as Mount St. Thomas. It is said that there is the place where he was martyred. The local people stabbed him to death with a spear while he was praying in where he preached. I could feel the godliness atmosphere when I walked up to the mountain. Not that Thomas was with me, but there were scriptures along the path. I thought of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and I thought of Thomas, who was martyred there. In spite of everything, he loved the Lord and preached the gospel. Truly, he loved the Lord deeply. Moreover, when you go up to the mountain, you will see some words. Thomas said to the Lord, My Lord and my God. Not only Thomas did not doubt about the resurrection of Jesus, he regarded as he said to my Lord and my God. I find Thomas knew and enjoyed that the Lord loved him in a unique way. Thomas said, My Lord and my God. He realized that the Lord and God belonged to him. I think no one would oppose that the Lord appeared to the disciples after 8 days. Obviously, the Lord came for the sake of Thomas. The Lord spoke to Thomas directly through his words. Thomas needs to see and touch him. Lord Jesus let him see and touch. Thomas said that he had to place his hand into Jesus' side 8 days ago. And Jesus told him to put out his hand and place it on his side 8 days later. Thomas said, I will never believe 8 days ago. And the Lord Jesus said to him, Do not disbelieve, but believe 8 days later. I don't know whether Thomas put out his hand and touched Jesus' side eventually. Yes, I think Thomas was very shocked when he just heard the voice of Jesus. I believe Thomas also recognized the voice of Jesus, which was very gentle and powerful. Hence, verse 28 mentioned, Thomas said, My Lord and my God. This sentence includes various thoughts and emotions of Thomas. It is very meaningful. And I believe the Lord understood the heart of Thomas. Let's come back to this chapter. from verse 1 to verse 10 of this chapter was about Mary and the disciples went to the tomb. Verse 11 to verse 18 mentioned the appearance of the Lord Jesus to Mary Magdalene. She was the first person to see Jesus appeared. The Lord Jesus revealed to the disciples from verses 19 to 29. He especially revealed to Thomas, and that is the passage we just read. The last two verses of the Gospel according to John chapter 20, which are verses 30 and 31, had stated the purpose of this book. Man shall believe that Jesus is Christ and the Son of God. In addition, an important response is to believe in his name in order to have life. Truly, Thomas was the lead in the passage we just read, and we all seem to have a reflection of Thomas in us. More or less, we are all similar to Thomas. Sometimes we are worried, doubtful, and don't have enough faith. In fact, the Bible didn't have a lot of record about Thomas. Yet, he was mentioned in the Gospel according to Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke indeed. But only he was mentioned when mentioned the names of the 12 disciples. Thus, we know Thomas only from the Gospel according to John, since John mentioned Thomas 4 times, and his speech as well. I don't know if you're similar to Thomas. Some people said Thomas was worried and doubtful. Well, it may be true, as we are all the same. Let's try to meditate on Thomas. You may notice Thomas may not be the case. Instead, I think Thomas was a careful and straightforward person. What he didn't understand, he asked. What he didn't believe, he admitted and said so. He didn't hide his feelings, straightforward and sincere. I think the Lord liked his personality very much because he was honest. The Lord Jesus loved him and treasured him that he revealed to Thomas 8 days after his resurrection. I think that every brothers and sisters is unique, and the Lord treasures us all. The Lord knows how to appreciate us. And in fact, the Lord in heaven looking at us with appreciation and compliments day to day. Brothers and sisters, we shall enter into the appreciation and compliments of the Lord. Never ever think that the Lord will spend time nitpicking upon us. If this is your thinking, then you're totally wrong. You shall refer to Saul's songs, where there are many praises and admiration. His heart is the heart of the beloved to us. Let's look at the sky. You're the delights of the Lord. He doesn't hate you, but thinking of you, and his thoughts is the best for you. He loves to hear your voice day by day. His heart will be the happiest, no matter what you're saying to him. As I have mentioned before, many people think that Thomas was a doubtful person. Is it true? In the Gospel according to John, chapter 11, verse 16, mentioned that Jesus was going to Judea. The disciples advised him not to go because the Jews liked to kill him. Yet, what did Thomas say? He said, "Let us also go, that we might die with him." Some people think that Thomas' speech was negative, pessimistic, and he was anxious. So be it, and let's go to die. Thus, he was hopeless. But if you try to look from another angle, in fact, no one understood why Jesus went to Judea, as it was dangerous at that time. But Thomas had the Lord in his heart and was willing to die with the Lord. While the other disciples seemed hesitant, the expression of Thomas was decisive. The expression of Thomas was decisive. He encouraged the disciples that they should also die with the Lord. Let's go and be with the Lord. Thomas was so cute and straightforward, isn't he? Jesus told his disciples at the Last Supper in the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 4. "And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas immediately answered, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Truly, some people and some Christians think that Thomas asked because of his disbelief. Perhaps this sentence showed how ignorant Thomas was. For Jesus said clearly that they knew, yet Thomas said he didn't know. Was Thomas disbelieving? Let us look at it from another point of view. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples that he would leave them. However, the disciples didn't know the meaning of his leaving. Hence, Thomas treasured the Lord so much. Once he heard the Lord would leave them, not that he said he didn't believe or understand, but he didn't want to be separate from the Lord. If we look at it from this perspective, then we know Thomas was zealous to know how he could be with the Lord. I appreciate Thomas from this perspective. He treasured the Lord Jesus and loved to be with him. Thus, he was reluctant to depart from him. In addition, we can also see that Thomas was really straightforward through this sentence. As Thomas said to the Lord, "We do not know where you're going." In fact, he was speaking on behalf of the disciples, for the other disciples didn't know either. Thomas was the only one who dared to ask Jesus. In fact, I really like people who are frank and honest. It's the most comfortable to be with them. I don't know if you agree or not. Lastly, the passage which made Thomas be well known to all was in the Gospel according to John chapter 20. The Lord Jesus revealed to the disciples. Definitely, they were very happy. Nevertheless, Thomas was absent. I don't know why Thomas wasn't there on that day. Maybe he had something to do. Perhaps he was discouraged and lost faith that he was messed up. The disciples told Thomas later on that the Lord Jesus had revealed to them, and the Lord Jesus was resurrected. How could he believe when he was not himself at that time? He might not want to be with the disciples, or he was also discouraged, and his spirit was messed up. He couldn't believe what the disciples said. Truly, he didn't believe. It is a good reminder to us that we have to be with brothers and sisters. We shall attend the church gatherings. We shall draw near to the Lord in order our spirits are on the high places. Thus, our faith is strengthened. Thomas told the disciples, "Unless I see in his arms the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." Thomas was very careful and cautious. Not only did he like to see the marks of the nails, he liked to feel them. Just seeing was not enough, but to touch it as well. He even liked to place his hand into the Lord Jesus' side where the Lord Jesus was wounded. If it wasn't like that, he wouldn't believe it. Yet, we knew later on Thomas also believed. He believed that the Lord Jesus was risen from the dead. Yet, we don't know whether he saw it, touched it, or placed his hand into the Lord's side. The Bible didn't mention Thomas asked the Lord to show him the wounds, let him touch the marks of the nails, and place his hand into the Lord's side. It has proved that Thomas believed not by doing all these. He believed as soon as he heard the voice of the Lord. Hence, the Lord Jesus also said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? It was not that you believe me because you saw me, touch my wounds, and place your hand into my side. It was, have you believed because you have seen me?" Thus, I guess Thomas believed after seeing the Lord and hearing his word was mean. Please don't get me wrong for what I said the word of the Lord was mean. I didn't mean that the Lord liked to upset Thomas. In the end, was Thomas a worried and doubtful person, or was he a cautious and straightforward person? In addition, did Thomas touch the scars of the Lord Jesus' hands and feet or place his hand into the Lord Jesus' side on that night? I'm just guessing, but it doesn't matter. We will ask Thomas in heaven on that day. As a matter of fact, the experience of Thomas is a big reminder to us that we shall believe. The foundation of our faith is not based on experience, but seeing the Lord himself and hearing his voice. To believe in the heart of the Lord to us and believe in his word. And this is the foundation of our faith. Brothers and sisters, I strongly encourage you to come before the Lord day to day and listen to His voice. We can draw closer to Him and get to know Him better. The stronger our faith will be. The Lord Jesus is risen and ascended to heaven. No longer we touch Him with our hands when we experience Him, but by faith. We can see the Lord if we believe. Brothers and sisters, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. This sentence is talking to you and me. Therefore, the Lord revealed to Thomas that day not only to remind Thomas of his unbelief, but blessed are those who have never seen Jesus but believe in Jesus. As the presence of the risen Lord is no longer in flesh, although His presence cannot be seen, yet it is deeper, closer, and the presence with love. The glorious and risen Lord dwells in your heart and in mine. What we need to exercise daily is our faith. We shall learn to live with the Lord who is invisible day to day, to see the invisible Lord with faith. If you think you are a worried and doubtful person, don't be worried, because the Lord will help you. Just as how the Lord helped Thomas. Remember, we can solve all spiritual problems by coming to the Lord. That's all with my sharing. Truly, I hope you have a longer time to draw close to the Lord and listen to His word to you. Remember, you have to experience Him with your eyes, for there is no one else who can replace Him. May the Lord bless you.